You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
We are speaking with Dr. Ben Albert this morning, who is conducting research on fish oil supplements. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show. So your first study in 2015 discovered that most fish oil supplements sold here in New Zealand are oxidized. How do you define when the oil has become rancid?
Oils like fish oil, just because of the chemistry of the fats in them, they react with oxygen very easily and go off. And the scientific sort of words for going off is oxidized or yep. going rancid. There are some levels set out by industry where voluntary levels where oils that are sold on the market shouldn't be more oxidized than those. So when we did that study, we used those voluntary cutoffs.
Okay.
And we looked at, well, where do all these oils sit compared with where the industry says they should be.
Did you use a variety of different companies' fish oils to do the test?
Yeah. We tested 36 oils that I bought in Auckland.
Wow.
So we got almost all the oils that were available on the market at the time.
And out of those 36, how many of them...
Almost all of them exceeded one of the oxidation limits. So there are a couple of different oxidation tests, and almost all of them exceeded one of them. So about more than 80% had exceeded one of those levels.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of them more than doubled those.
Wow. Yeah. And why is it bad to be consuming this rancid fish oil?
Well, one of the things is we don't really know what the health effects of an oxidized oil like that are. We know that those oxidized chemicals are different to the chemicals you're taking the fish oil for. And those sorts of chemicals have different effects on the body. They seem to be involved in some of the really important processes in the body, like inflammation and atherosclerosis, which are the things that lead to cardiovascular disease. And,
yeah.
So there's a potential that these could have the opposite effect to what people are taking them for.
Right.
They're usually taking them to reduce their risk of heart disease.
And yeah.
If they're oxidized, could this be having the opposite effect? And we don't really know that because the studies haven't been done where they've compared oxidized and non-oxidized oils. The studies which have looked at fish oil, almost only one of them has ever actually tested its oil to see how oxidized it was before they used it. So
really?
We have no idea whether the studies that look like it's beneficial have used a good oil and the ones that look like it isn't have used a bad oil, or where we sit with that.
And what kind of reaction have you been getting from big companies that are supplying this fish oil?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we had hoped would be the reaction was, oh, look, there really is a problem here. We better work out how we're going to fix it and improve the product. But what we've really seen from most but not all companies is a denial of a problem, saying that, well, they're wrong. Our own in-house tests say it's fine, so it's fine.
Okay. And your follow-up study is looking at the effects of rancid oil on pregnant rats. What did you find?
Yeah, so in that study, we were actually looking at some fresh fish oil to see if there were beneficial effects on the rats.
Okay.
And thought that that was an opportunity to see if the oxidized oil had a different effect. So in that study, we used a fresh oil and an oxidized oil and compared what the effects were. We were really thinking that maybe we wouldn't see the beneficial effects of the good oil when we gave the oxidized one. To our great surprise, even though those pregnant rats who were having the oxidized oil every day of pregnancy looked really well, once their babies were born, about a third of them died by the second day of life.
Wow.
Which was shocking and surprising and really worrying.
And what was the amount of dosage you were giving these pregnant rats?
Yeah, so we were giving the rats a mil of the oil each day. And that's a high dose.
Yeah.
If you converted that to the size of a woman who was pregnant, that's about 30 mils. So it's a high dose of oil, more than a pregnant woman would take.
Mm. And how can we relate this to humans, this second research that you've been doing?
I mean, I think at the moment, we don't know how we can relate that to humans. And the reason is that we've used a high dose of the oil. We used a particularly oxidized oil that was a bit worse than the ones on the New Zealand market. So we don't know if a woman taking an oxidized oil that she buys at the pharmacy or at the supermarket is likely to have a harmful effect on mum. If we'd shown there was no harmful effect, that would have been really reassuring.
Yeah.
But because we've shown this harm with a really high dose oil, then we're left a little bit unsure.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, well, we're never going to be able to do a study like this on women, because
yeah.
it would be unethical to give something we thought might cause harm. So the next step is to use another animal study where we use lower doses of an oxidized oil relevant to women and see if we also see harmful effects. In the meantime, I think that the right response is that women who are pregnant shouldn't take fish oil.
Okay.
And the reason for that is, the main reason they take it is to improve the intellectual outcome of their child. And the evidence has become really clear in the last few years that it doesn't work for that.
Yeah.
So the main reason women take it isn't really supported anymore. We don't know if the oil they purchase at the supermarket, which is likely to be oxidized, causes harm. So the safe option at the moment is to say, don't take fish oil. Instead, get your omega-3s from having fresh, oily fish.
So with this research as a whole, have you been really surprised along the way with the results that you've been receiving?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we looked at the fish oil products on the market because we thought they might be oxidized. We knew chemically they were quite likely to do that. We didn't expect to see such a severe harmful effect of this oxidized oil. We didn't design the study to find out why those animals died, because we didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Really, I was thinking that the fresh stuff might have some long-term benefits, and we just wouldn't see them when we used an oxidized oil. So we're very surprised.
Yeah. What interested you in researching fish oil supplements to begin with?
my background is as a pediatric endocrinologist, so I look after children with growth and hormone problems, but also see children with diabetes and obesity. And we were looking at fish oil because it contains these omega-3 fats as something which might improve metabolism. And there's some evidence that it could do that. And so looking for ways to help the offspring of obese women,
mm-hmm.
And to help overweight adults and improve their metabolism with fish oil was sort of what got us down the rabbit hole in the first place.
Yeah.
And then realizing that this oxidation thing might be a problem, it kind of derailed us a little bit in that direction.
Wow, fascinating. And where do you want to go with this research?
I think there are two really important steps to go from here. The first is we need to do that study where we use lower doses in pregnant rats and try and work out whether this might be a risk to women. Mm. And if it turns out that lower doses aren't harmful, then that would be great.
Yeah.
The second thing is we've got some positive results that aren't out yet, but there are some follow-on studies that I want to do there, looking at the effects of a really fresh fish oil in pregnancy and seeing if we can improve the outcome for children of women who are obese in pregnancy.
Cool. Thank you so much, Dr. Ben Albert, for coming in this morning. I had no idea about this fish oil supplement.
I just wanted to ask something. Yes. When you talk about, like, how does it get oxidized? I mean, like, should we be refrigerating our oils or...?
So the main things that speed up oxidation are exposure to oxygen, to light and to heat.
Okay.
So in principle, putting in the fridge is better than leaving it out in the sun.
Because I've always wondered about that. You know, when you buy it, it's just sitting on a... Like, it's never refrigerated. It's just sitting in a counter and you don't know what the transport it's been through has been like.
Absolutely. I think... I don't think there's clear evidence to say that if we store it in a certain way, we'll prevent it. But it's likely that it could be slowed by keeping it cool, keeping it out of the light. And some of the things about the way we buy it, we tend to buy it in huge canisters because it's the cheapest way to buy it.
Yeah.
And a canister like that, if you took it the way the label says, would take you a couple of months to get through it. You take it the way that real people take things, which is forget it half the time, it lasts twice that. I think that probably contributes as well.
Wow. Yeah, this is totally something that, I mean, I've got fish oil sitting in my cupboard and now I'm kind of like, maybe I just don't even want to touch it.
It's just you eat a nice piece of fish instead.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you so much, Ben, for coming in this morning. It's been really great to hear about your research and I wish you all the best in everything else that you do.
Cool, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.